Nice to be here this morning.
Oh, isn't it?
The birds are celebrating.
Yeah.
Sun feels warm. Another part of my body feels cool. So this is the... I am not a teacher. So these are my own musings or thoughts or awarenesses, and sometimes they're helpful to other people and sometimes they're not, and that's fine. So, I was thinking this morning about impermanence and in a lot of different scenarios came up with me, for me about that. One was a movie that we saw at the Zen Center. It's called Cherry Blossoms, and it's actually a German film, and it's about a man and a woman who are an older couple whose children have, you know, are off on their own, having their own families and such, and one of them gets a diagnosis of some sort of a fatal illness, but the other one doesn't know about it. And the woman had always wanted to be a butoh dancer, which I guess in Japan, maybe you know about it, it's almost like a mime, modern, it's like dancing with your shadow, and she'd always wanted to do this, and in some of the cases, it's like traveling through the death process, and, you know, kind of a blooming or an unfolding and a birthing, and then the dying of the body, and so but her husband didn't like it, and so it's kind of the story of this butoh dancing unfolding in this couple's lives, and I won't tell you any more about it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful film, and it's called Cherry Blossoms because cherry blossoms are so impermanent. They're here, and then a good rain or a good wind comes along, or it's their time, and they fall off. So that was one setting that I was thinking about impermanence. And I was also thinking a week ago, I had just come back from the Zen Center and I was very much on a high from my practice period there. And then this has been one of the most tumultuous weeks we've had in our life for a long time. I ended up going to the emergency room with the ambulance. And it turned out they don't know what it is, and I'm fine, and I'm here, but it was, you know, there was that moment. And my husband was diagnosed as being diabetic, and a giant tree that's probably well over 300 years lost a big branch, which changed the whole appearance of our home because it had a big canopy over the roof, and that is off. And as they were cutting it off, I just... they didn't take the whole tree down. They just took this one giant limb that could fall and cause problems with the house. But I kept apologizing to the tree for, you know, I said, it's an amputation we have to do, you know, for your good and as well as for the good of the house. And but then I read this article about how to plant acorn trees and or oak trees. And in November to March, you find a little acorn and you bury it and put a little fence around it. And so it's on my calendar for next year to look for an acorn that might be from, you know, what's left of this tree and start all over, you know, with another 300 years, whoever is living there might be able to enjoy a lovely oak tree. So everything is so permanent and impermanent. And yet, behind all that, there is something, I can't name it, but there's some energy that keeps it going. You know, the oak tree, you know, has to die, but then it has given this little acorn, you know, to start all over again. So I think that's my curiosity these days, is what is that energy? And I know Christians would say it's God, and I have my own difficulty with putting it into a name like that. So, you know, maybe the best word is mu, you know, what we chant at the very end. But even that can all of a sudden look like it gets into defining something. And I think we have to be very careful. Genjo from the Seattle Rinzai group often said, and I've told you this, that he would say, you know, sometimes we are bumpkins and sometimes we are Buddhas. And I think that's a, yeah, we can identify with both. But if we can see beyond that, there's something that gives an energy, a light into that bumpkin Buddha nature. The other thing that I would share about the Buddha, again, because Buddhists talk about Shakyamuni Buddha, who is he is one of the original Buddha, but he was, you know, the big name in Buddhist literature or religion now. But what I read at the Zen Center was Buddha is that, you know, Buddha with a small b, is that most real part of us that connects us to everything else. And I like that. That doesn't give a form to something out there. It gives us something to hear at a deeper me, you know, that light behind the Buddha bumpkin template there. That helps us look for what is most real in ourselves. And what's most real in ourselves is going to be different for you than it is for you or for you. And it may be even different from time to time. I think if we can keep looking and using Zazen, that's my practice, but other people have other practices, as a way of really, who am I? Who am I really? Without putting it into a box. Continually creating and continually being interdependent with other beings, other things, other situations. It's not just, we're not on a solo trip here. So anyway, those are just some musings of the morning. And next week, we will have a memorial service for Ken, another sign of impermanence in one's life. Did you have a chance to talk with your family? Do you know?
I have. All the answers aren't in yet.
Oh, okay.
But I've called around.
Okay.
All right. 9 o'clock is looks like
okay.
Much preferred.
Okay. Well, why don't we set that? We'll say
okay.
9 o'clock. Is that all right for you?
Fine.
Right. Okay. So next week, and we'll put out a notice. Maybe would you do that for you today? That the service next week will start at 9 instead of at 8. Hopefully people will. And is Manash on our email?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So Leila, if you would like to give Stephen your email address, then we can put you on our, and you can let us know, that take us off if you wanted
mm-hmm.
to, but that way you'll
right.
get the information too. Cause there are certain Sundays that we can't sit up here because of an event or
mm-hmm.
something like that. So we'll plan for 9 o'clock, and we're bringing lots of zafus and zabatons, and we'll have 7 chairs. Do you think that would be enough?
Well, I've got to sit down and count because we have a lot of Tibetans coming.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll do what we can do. That's all we can do. And it'll be a nice service. Rebecca's husband died, it'd be 6 weeks ago today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in the Buddhist tradition, 49th day is what Reverend Ito describes as kind of a transition from earth spirit to another dimension, or he says a new assignment. So that will happen to be, next Sunday will happen to be the 49th day of Ken's death. It won't be complicated, but it's getting bigger by the moment. Which is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yeah. That people want to honor you and him. All right. Have a lovely week, wherever your life takes you this week. Hopefully not to the hospital.
Thank you.
Although it's a good place to go if you have